तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
Thank you, Ken, for joining us. Look, firstly, I'm going to start this conversation by asking two questions. Why Everest and why paragliding?
Yeah, look, I've been climbing for many years, and I suppose it's a progression when, you know, you start off on smaller mountains and even, you know, in the Blue Mountains behind Sydney, and then that builds and you spread your wings a little bit further and you keep wanting to improve. And, of course, then you get to the Himalayas, which is sort of the epitome of mountaineering.
Yep.
I have chosen Everest for this particular expedition because in 2014 I flew a glider from Chuyayu on the Tibetan side, not the Nepalese side. And we raised a significant amount of money for the eradication of polio around the world. And then, of course, after the success of that, the people have said to me, well, you've got to do one better. And I sort of wasn't that keen on it. I thought I'm getting a bit older, and I thought I'll hang up the climbing boots. But polio is still out there. We are very close to eradicating polio. It's probably something where I've got a bit of a knack for. So I'm a sort of a leader in polio eradication in Rotary in our local area. So I thought, well, this is an opportunity. Let's give it a go.
And how did you get involved in this charitable cause of polio eradication?
I'm a member of the Rotary Club in Berry. We're 2 hours south of Sydney. And Rotary around the world, Rotary International, has taken on the eradication of polio as its main focus area on one of the international causes. Rotary back in 35 years or so ago decided to eradicate polio from the Philippines and was successful. Then approached the World Health Organization and said, look, if we've done it in the Philippines, why can't we do it around the world? Polio in Nepal was eradicated in 2010.
Yep.
Although it is still, I believe they still do immunisations to keep it eradicated, the same as what we do here in Australia. Polio vaccine is given to children just after birth in Australia, and that's fairly common around the world. But we are being successful on this, but we've got to get the last few cases gone from the world, and that's why we've chosen to do this hike and fly from the world's highest mountain.
We know that you are a mountain climber and you have been to Nepal a few times, but can you tell us your experience in the year 2014 when avalanche killed 16 Sherpas in Everest region and you were in Nepal during that time?
When I was actually travelling through Nepal on the way to Tibet, I did a climatisation trip to Everest Base Camp. And while I was up near Everest Base Camp, the avalanche occurred then. It was pretty devastating, obviously, for those that perished, but also sitting on the side of the glacier, watching the bodies of Sherpas being carted underneath helicopters, I really had a second thought as to, wow, what am I doing here? Am I really qualified for doing this? We went on to have a successful expedition, but it always sits in my mind that this is not a sport where you can, you've really got to think about what you do. And it can be potentially very dangerous. But it can be made safer by things you do, by good planning. But we always say the mountain is the mother, and the mother will tell us what she will allow to happen and what she won't.
And did that actually, you know, made you feel, should I be coming back and doing this again?
Yeah, at the time when I was sitting there watching the bodies of the mountaineers being carted down, I actually did call off my trip. I decided I'm not prepared for this. But it was only a couple of hours later. At the time, I was also got a few altitude sickness issues, which I was trying to manage. But then I decided a couple of hours later, I thought, wow, look, for me to call this off just because I saw someone else, the downfall of someone else, I thought that's not fair. I'm over there. I'm on a sponsored trip. I've got a responsibility to the people suffering from polio around the world.
And one thing we are interested in is how do you prepare yourself for mountain climbing and even paragliding from that high?
Yeah, with the paragliding, we have a great paragliding fraternity in Australia. We have plenty of opportunity. Most of our paragliding is done at low altitude. Well, obviously, it's all done at low altitude, but coastal. but we also have great inland flying sites where we ride thermals, and that's sort of unlimited heights to go to. As a matter of fact, the world height record is held by an Austrian and was done in a country town outside of Tamworth at 40,000 feet. Mind you, it was an accident she went that high, but we can go to great heights paragliding, so that's not an issue. And I do paraglide, well, whenever conditions are like, probably 3 to 4 times a week. As far as the climbing goes, we have New Zealand not far away, and New Zealand is really a great learning ground for us Australians. They're low altitude mountains, but very steep mountains and difficult technical mountains. But also whenever I can, different areas around the world, particularly Nepal, because Nepal's just such a great place. The mountains there are incredible. And I certainly wouldn't take on something like climbing Everest without believing that I've done my apprenticeship. And climbed on other mountains and with other people that can also support you to do that.
And when you are trying to attempt this, because you have to carry that weight of a glider as well as some other rescue tools, how are you planning to manage that?
I'm going to join a commercial team of Sherpas, a Nepalese team. And we have that they will climb with Sherpa assistance to do that. The glider itself doesn't weigh a lot, although anything is heavy with that high altitude.
Yeah.
But the glider I'm taking only weighs 2 kilograms, but it's all the oxygen and supply, so it's not that much more than what you would require on a normal expedition of Everest. So with the climbing team and full Sherpa support, with Sirdar and with other guides, that's not really going to be an issue. Obviously, the cost is an issue, but we're looking for sponsorship to do that, to help with the costs, and I've got a lot of people interested in that.
And the glider itself is 2 kilo, did you say? Is that all?
Yeah, the glider only weighs 2.1 kilos is the glider. It's a mountain wing. They don't actually build wings for high altitude. What I found when I flew off Chuyu, I found the glider flies very, very fast because of the lack of air density. And so I've just got to be aware that when I'm coming in to land, and the landing at this stage is looking to be Gorik Shep, which is what the flight plan, which has been submitted to the Civil Aviation Authority, states.
Yep.
But fortunately, at Gorik Shep, there are some mudflats between Kalapatar and Gorik Shep. So, which is an ideal place to land. When I flew from Chuyu, I had to land on the scree beside the glacier, and that was a little bit dangerous, but there wasn't too many other choices there. But Gorik Shep certainly offers a much safer landing on a high-speed landing.
Like, share, recommend, SBS Nepali, Facebook, Saath Dinuhos.